I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Let's lock in.
This is unrivaled.
Yes! Yes!
The teams you live for. The sports you love. With Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's Unrivaled, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone, brought to you by G2G Bars, the protein bar that is preservative-free, refrigerated, because it is so dang good. Pick one up today wherever those refrigerated protein bars are found, and if you can't find them at your local grocer, ask for it. All Associated Foods, the local Smith's by me has one, Costco, all of it. G2G, proud new sponsors of Unrivaled. Glad to have them on board. Glad to have you on board here with us. Scott, how are you feeling, buddy? We're plugging along here, man.
So later on in the show,
yeah,
we're going to talk about Shohei Ohtani.
Yes.
Right? And how he's like this multiple position player professional.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to do. I'm going to like set my sights higher. Mm. I'm going to try to be better. And I think I want to be on the radio and TV at the same time.
Oh, at the same time?
At the same time.
All right.
Yeah. Because on our station, we have
a lot of people in the building.
We have a DJ. A DJ is the Shohei Ohtani of the KSL Sports Zone.
DJ does all of it, man.
Yeah.
JJ does it, too. JJ does, he comes on, but he doesn't do the radio full time.
Well, he does the radio. He's like that pitcher that comes in. Like when you're down by about 20 runs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then he throws a 65-mile-an-hour fastball.
Still strikes people out.
I'd like to see JJ throw.
I bet he's got a good arm.
I want to see his motion. I can tell you. I'll watch him for a minute.
Okay.
See if he's an athlete.
He was the quarterback in his high school team.
Yep.
Joining us right now on the program to start off the hour is Mitch Harper from KSLSports.com. We're going to jump in right there with the cut at the top of the hour.
There we go. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled, top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Ain't nothing like it.
The cut presented by University of Utah Health. At University of Utah Health, you get the same great care that the Jazz, RSL, and the Utah Trust. Visit uofuhealth.org for more information. uofuhealth.org, proud sponsors of the cut. Mitch Harper, KSLSports.com, joining us on the program. Host of Cougar Sports Saturday on KSL News Radio every weekend. Mitch, what are all these tweets that these players sent out? Basically a copy-paste version of a tweet that went out that said, Cougar Nation, we have huge NIL news dropping this week that involves our whole team. We will need your support. What on earth are they talking about? Are we going to see one of these deals where multiple thousands of dollars are going to be in the pocket of across the whole team, or what's going on?
Yeah, so they just announced moments ago what they've launched. They've launched the Provo NIL Club, which will be a message board and way for fans to directly interact with the players. Baylor did this as well. They called it a Waco NIL club. That's what it is. It's just the players basically self-starting a platform that can basically be, you know, straight to consumer. The consumer can have direct access to the players, and they can pay a monthly fee, whatever that may be, from $5, $10, $100, whatever they want, to donate to the players each and every month. And then the players that are part of that website, the players will get an equal share of that revenue with NIL.
Well, that's not nearly as big as I thought it was going to be.
Oh, that could be the coolest thing in the world. Are you kidding?
Well, I mean, you could book them for birthday parties, Mitch. Is that mean?
It's not like the. It's not the Built Bar. It's not going to be anything groundbreaking. It's not. It's just trying to build some momentum. It seemed like from the players' social media, like I said, some other schools did it too. Baylor did. I think there was one that I'm drawing a blank, but yeah, it was. They use the eyeball emojis a little bit too loose. They got to be very selective with those eyeball emojis.
See, I think you say you're some high school kid or you know younger. And like you have a hero, and you go, you can interact with them, ask them questions, get mentored. I see a lot of potential in this.
Book them for your birthday party.
And it doesn't matter, you know. And set a list of pricing. Like if you want to send me a text, it's 25 cents. If you want to like mentor me, it's like, you know.
It's going to be a little bit more. Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
Well, I'm interested. I think it's really cool. I really just want to see. I think, you know, because SMU announced, I think it's going to be $36,000 per player per scholarship guy that they announced that they were going to be doing. We were kind of doing the math on this thing, and you're looking at like $2.5 or $3 million, which is not that insane to think that teams are going to be throwing that out there, considering that you've got people talking about eight figures coming in from donors to be able to make seven figure deals for big names. And so I think that, I don't know, to me, you've got the Built Bar deal. I think BYU's been really, really good about being on the ground floor of being smart about it, not doing it and getting in trouble with it, but still bringing that awareness and being a part of it. And if it makes it more interesting for guys to show up at BYU, Mitch, that's the only thing that matters.
That's true. And I think that, you know, BYU, I think, has a little bit of a, you know, they don't want to give any sort of power to, you know, potentially boosters. They don't want to have like an Auburn situation where, you know, boosters feel like they have the true control of the program. And, but you know what, you need to have an NIL collective. And, you know, Tom Homo, when I talked to him about this, it was actually back at the Big 12 spring meetings in June. And he even told me that, you know, there's a possibility BYU will have an NIL collective emerge. So it's on their radar. It's something that they have to form. I mean, they have the Built for Life program where they give the tools for the players here at the school to, you know, create NIL deals and enhance their brand. But they need to have, I think, an overall collective, because that's where it's shifted to is collectives are running the operation when it comes to NIL and landing guys and having – basically salaries for these guys to have a livable wage and want to be at these individual schools.
Okay, I need your opinion on something, Mitch. Very, very important opinion. Do you think that Notre Dame playing at Lambeau Field would be an iconic event in college football?
No, I don't.
You've been listening to the show, and you're an Alice Carey homer. What Lambeau Field is? You're a young...
An overrated program an overrated stadium. Thank you, Mitch.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, Scott, I mean, the last college football game that was played there, was it on your radar? Wisconsin LSU? No, it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's Wisconsin and LSU. Give me some good programs.
LSU's won a national title 3 years ago. Notre Dame hasn't won anything in 34
LSU
years.
LSU is the – now, I'll bet locally that thing
this
was off
going,
the charts.
This is going so well for
no,
me
it's
right
not.
Now.
Do I have to say – so what if BYU played Notre Dame at Lambeau Field? Is that a better –
It would be because that's what we do. We cover games like this. But, like, to
oh,
me –
Oh, give me – oh,
but listen
that
to me,
is such,
Notre Dame –
That's
you saw
such
ja-
a disingenuous answer.
No.
Yes,
Jack,
it is.
Jack Swarbrick goes, we're playing in Ireland. I go, don't care. We're playing at Lambeau. Don't care. He goes, we play in New York and Chicago every year. It was basically just him talking about how big of a deal they are, Mitch. And – They may be. Look, the value that they have.
I don't like Notre Dame. Okay, I don't like them at all. I don't like them at all. But they are Notre Dame. They just are. They can do what they want. Yeah. I think it's a big deal.
Well, I think when Notre Dame, whenever they play, they're always going to be network TV. You know, I think in that regard, it's big. And Notre Dame, they sell out anywhere. I mean, they can play any game anywhere, and it's going to be a big event. But I just think it's, you know, honestly, I'd rather see it in South Bend or see a game in Provo. Or, you know, I think I'd rather see games on campus. The NFL venues are cool for the players, but really, I think the fan experience, the game days, that kind of gets taken away when you get to those sterilized NFL environments.
Sterilized?
Yeah.
Lambeau Field, there's nothing sterile in Lambeau Field.
I know, because you have to pee in a trough still.
Look, I get it, but it's just, I'd rather, I mean, and ultimately, I'd rather see it on a campus rather than an NFL stadium.
Yeah. Well, Green Bay, Wisconsin's like a college town.
You can't just make it.
This is not listen, corporate America.
You cannot just, you can't
would
just
you want to go
pushing.
To Lambeau Field just in general to watch a game, or are you... Or is it
yeah, absolutely. I would love to see a game. Sure. I mean, I'm a guy that's anytime I'm on any sort of vacation, I'll go pull up to an empty stadium just to walk around and kind of see it. So I love going to stadiums, but yeah, I mean, ultimately though, I'd rather see college football games played on campus.
Right.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Mitch, let's get to some BYU talk here. It was their picture day today. Always fun. You walk around, you kind of get to chat with some of the players while they're taking pictures of different stations and inside the indoor practice facility and looking sharp in their gear. Coming out of a picture day, that's one thing. But your piece on Kingsley Suamataia, you think about your Blake Freelands and your Clark Barringtons, guys who are on the national radar already when it comes to like All-American honors, things like that. But Kingsley Suamataia could be a name that would that could eclipse these guys and maybe even be the best lineman at the end of this season for BYU.
Yeah, I think Kingsley, you know, is going to have a huge impact. I mean, when BYU got him last October, November, whenever it was, I mean, I felt like, you know, it was you're getting the next John Tate. I mean, that's the type of potential that a guy like Kingsley has, and you're going to see him slide in at the right tackle spot this year, and he's going to look like a next level talent in his first full year of playing college football. He's that good. I mean, and he's going to beat out, you know, guys like a Campbell Barrington, who was a freshman All-American last year at right tackle. It's not like BYU has no options at tackle. Kingsley's competing for the job still, but you know, he's going to be that starting right tackle. So yeah, he's got a ton of talent. And just his testing numbers over the summer, I mean, they were testing things like speed and different type of combine testing. And he clocked in one test to measure speed, and it was like coming in around 20 miles per hour. And I can't remember the exact – I have to go check my notes on what the exact testing was. But for a guy that's 6'6", 325 pounds, his ability to move at that size is just out of this world. And I think that's why when you hear, you know, guys like Aaron Roderick talk about – that athleticism that he has. I mean, he's just a kind of a freak. And then you pair him up with Blake Freeland and then Connor Pay at center. It's a talented offensive line. It's probably the best O-line BYU's had, I think, in a quarter century, honestly. It's a really good group.
With a veteran team, a lot of experience coming back, one of the concerns is burning guys out in camp. You know, it's because it's a long grind. What types of things are – the coach is doing to kind of mitigate that and make sure that doesn't happen?
Yeah, Aaron Roderick said earlier this week that, you know, they're you know, giving some guys some days off. You know, like I talked with Puka Nacua this week, and he even said that, you know, they want to have him ready for the games. And, you know, Puka's a guy that's, you know, he seems very optimistic about his potential in this offense because this has been his first full year of being healthy. And you know, they want to make sure that he maintains that high level of health because he's always dealt with some sort of nagging injury. He had a hamstring last year, dealt hamstring at Washington, even dealt with COVID 2 years ago up in Montlake. But, you know, if Puka can stay healthy, a lot of these guys that are the key contributors to, you know, the guys that are going to give you the chance to have a 10-win season, They got to make sure to have those guys in games. And I think that there's enough proven commodities on this BYU team where they can afford to have that luxury. You know, today Kalani Sitake said it, that they are farther ahead than they've ever been. And he said it's, as a byproduct, it's maybe hurt the chances of the players really making any sort of impact, but because of how far ahead things are moving along in camp. So I think they have that luxury because of all the experience that they can maybe afford to give a Puka a day off.
Mitch Harper joining us on Unrivaled as we chat a little bit about where BYU's at here in camp. I think it's refreshing to hear that, one, you have enough leadership and enough of these guys who are set in the places where they need to be to say, hey, take a day off or two. We do not need – this is going to be a long grind. They don't have a bye until those last two games of before their last two games. They get a bye right before Utah Tech, just in time, Mitch. So it just is so hard to stay healthy in that type of an atmosphere. What else do they try to do to make sure that they can get there to the end of the marathon, which, you know, by the time they were playing UAB last year, obviously it was an issue.
Well, I think also, too, it's not as, of an intense camp. I think that, BYU, they practice hard, sure. But it's not the old school two-a-days where, they're practicing till they're spitting up blood or something. I mean, it's
trying
not
to
this,
weed
like,
guys
vintage.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's none of that. That's where I think a lot of there's not a, and they don't have to instill necessarily an identity of toughness. You look at, BYU is going to be in the Big 12 conference next year, and a program like Oklahoma, Brent Venables steps in for Lincoln Riley, and they're trying to, they're doing two-a-days. They're trying to instill a toughness identity. BYU's already kind of got a brand that they're going to be a tough football team. They're going to be a tough out whenever you play them. So you've got that already going for you. You've got a lot of experienced leadership. So it allows for where you don't necessarily coast, but I mean, you're kind of in a spot where you know who you are. And, that's where I think BYU's in a nice spot going into the season is that they're not going to try and reinvent the wheel. It's just kind of taking their schemes to an even higher level as far as execution goes when they face some of these really, top-notch teams that they're going to face this year. And when you look at the preseason coaches poll and you got teams like Notre Dame at 5 and Baylor at 10, and BYU's going to face some difficult challenges ahead of the season. I think that plays a part not overwhelming these guys in camp because they've got some battles coming up in that first half of the season.
Who stood out to you so far? What have you heard that's really positive?
Well, I think, obviously Jaren Hall stood out. I mean, that's an easy answer. But I think some guys that have came across that I think are going to be big contributors for BYU, a linebacker to keep an eye on that's going to probably – no one's going to know much about him, but he's going to contribute, I think, in the first couple of weeks is Kavika Gagne. You look at that linebacker spot, you got Peyton Wilgar, you got Keenan Peely. They come back from injury. Max Tooley's back as well. Pepe Tanavasi, he's going to be in that Mike linebacker spot. But a guy that's kind of in that flash linebacker, think about a Zane Anderson a few years ago who's competing with the Kansas City Chiefs. Kavika Gagne kind of fills that role. Former walk-on out of Stansbury Park, who dealt with an ACL last year. He's going to be some, out of left field name that you'll probably see a lot of in the first couple weeks. They'll utilize him because we know with BYU's defense, they rotate guys. Kavika Gagne, number 27, is a name to keep an eye on. I think on the offensive side, at tight end, you look at, Isaac Rex, the fact that he's practicing and doing more than expected, I think bodes well for BYU because having him at full strength paired up with Dallin Holker, that's a really good 1-2 punch at tight end to have. So I think that's a positive development, too, for BYU, having Isaac Rex doing more than expected at this point of camp.
Mitch Harper, BYU insider for KSLSports.com. You can read his byline there, the latest piece with Kingsley Sumatei on there, and you can read about how good this guy really could be for BYU. So, Mitch, thanks for checking in. Give us a little bit of a peek into camp as much as we can kind of get with BYU. So we'll have you on the program coming up here soon again.
Hey, you bet, guys. No problem. Take care.
On the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
No one
Notre
cares.
Dame Fighting Irish.
No one cares.
Took on Rutgers.
You know what? Mitch burned you.
What was last? He's on my list.
Yes,
he's on my list. I thought if anyone would support.
I just loved it. He goes, yeah were you super interested in that?
I want to see him on their campus.
Were you super interested in
that's
in
my
Wisconsin?
That's my Mitch voice, right? I want to see him on campus.
He told you. He's a student of the game. But he's like me where it's like,
I'm not interested in Notre Dame.
You guys are so
Dame.
Cool. You're so passe.
You gotta grow with the times, Scott. All right?
Remember your elders.
Let's take the break here. We got to get out to the phone line. We got Miles on the horn here with us. WasatchMedicalClinic.com is the website. Wasatch Medical Clinic is where you can go to find out more about ED and about solving that issue confidentially. You can do it and just get on the website and make an appointment. And if you're on the horn here with us, Miles, it's because we got to get more guys talking about it.
We got to. Let me tell guys how normal that they are if they're going through ED. There are 30 million of you out there. 71% of you don't seek any treatment. 50% of men over 50 will experience some form of ED. But that doesn't get you off the table, younger guys. We treat patients from 20 to 30. So it's a little bit more normal than you think. If you're reluctant to seek treatment because you don't want to take the pill, you don't want surgery, you don't want needles, we have a technology, guys. It is non-invasive, pain-free, and recovery-time-free, and it's called acoustic wave therapy. It's worth checking out.
All right. A lot of guys need it, and some have actually, quite a few have actually taken you up on this offer. What are your patients telling you after they finished treatments and they're actually seeing results?
You know, they're telling us that they've got that spontaneity back, which I think is the most important. You know, with the pill, you have to time it out with your partner. You know, grab a glass of water, and then pretty soon, a whole season of Netflix has passed, and the moment is gone. The spontaneity returns because the pressure waves expand the blood vessels, oftentimes repair themselves. It's a more natural approach treating ED at the root cause.
Well, let's get down to some business here when it comes to getting a good deal for these guys who are listening who might want to take that next step here. What are they going to get if they give a call today to the folks at Wasatch Medical Clinic? What's the deal you have for them?
Well, you can call today at 801-901-8000, or if you're not ready to talk to a live person, that's okay too. Log on to WasatchMedicalClinic.com and chat with us online there. We will give you the exam assessment and blood flow ultrasound for free. We'll give you an additional gift for coming in, which is also free that guys love. Plus, because today's Wednesday, we'll include the tune-up treatments. If for any reason after we treat you, your results start to fade, come on back. We'll retreat you again for free, but that's today only, guys.
801-901-8000, that's the number, 801-901-8000. WasatchMedicalClinic.com is the website. Take advantage. Let's get those calls in. Do it confidentially, and it will change your life. Let's go. Miles, thanks for hanging out, man. We'll chat with you in a minute.
Sounds good.
There you go. 801-901-8000, WasatchMedicalClinic.com. We'll come back. Hey, we got some, don't we have some Australian Pink Floyd tickets to give away a little bit later? Let's do it next. Why don't we do it next? If you're listening, you want to win some Australian Pink Floyd tickets, we're going to give them away next. You got to stay tuned. Stay with us. Unravel continues. 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone, brought to you by G2G, the bar that is preservative-free, and it's refrigerated because it is delicious, and you're going to love it better than any protein bar you've ever tried. The G2G bar, proud sponsors of Unrivaled. Now, taking the break. More to go right here at 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.